Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity, and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindsets, motivation, and entrepreneurship. As always, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the show, for being part of the family. We love you. We appreciate you. And because of that, you know I'm going to bring you great content every single show. And that's exactly what I got for you to hear today. Now, if you like me, you like music, then you are going to love today's show because I'm sure like you, like me, have had questions before. Look, I wonder, you know, how much a certain person might make if they're in the music industry. Is it hard to get into? You know, what about being the, you know, the owner of a company and the whole business, right? Well, on today's show, we have got CEO of Harvest Ave, Marcus Patterson. This man here is amazing. He's a young entrepreneur making things happen. The man's mindset is phenomenal. If you could have been in on the right before we got started, just talking things, just a few things we were talking about, you would be wanting to follow this guy every single day. So without further ado, we're about to jump into the show because this man's got a lot of information. So Marcus, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate you having me, Danny. Right, it's a pleasure, Brian.
Thank you, dude. Tell you what, go ahead, man. Tell our listeners a little bit about you so they know who you are.
Well, like you said, I'm CEO of Harvest Ave LLC. It's an indie record label based in Atlanta. And what I do is I'm the president of operations. So basically, I wear every single hat that my team needs me to wear. If I need to book something, I book something. Helping building the website with my other two business partners. Shout out to Tierra and Q, my business partners too. They on the live right now.
Awesome.
Watching. Just networking and networking and funding and printing up flyers. I got flyers right here, as you can see. We don't got cameras in here right now, but I got flyers up. I promote my artists. We got one artist under our label right now. His name is Kubrick. So definitely check out his music, man. I'm going to send y'all all the information, put all the information at the end of the show about that. So basically, man, I'm just started the label about 2-3 years ago with two of my business partners. So,
really?
Yes.
So that wasn't that long ago?
No, it's not long ago at all. So like I said, I've been around the industry ever since I moved back down here in 2003. I just never really got into it fully because I didn't really see the vision at first, because I'm thinking like if I move back to Atlanta, everybody either is going to rap, sing, dance, DJ and all that. So my mindset back then was just working a 9-to-5, just save my money, work, build my credit, get a car, excuse me, and just live a normal life. And
the normal life, kind of like what we talked about right before the show.
Yeah, right before the show. And the mindset. Let me get a drink of water.
You go ahead, man. Get your drink of water. Yeah, right before the show, we were talking about, you know, working that 9-to-5 and how so many people are kind of caught in that trap. Now, some people, it's, you know, it's for you, but the majority of our listeners are entrepreneurs. So yes, we think differently, see things differently. And what we're talking about is so many people will start that 9-to-5 and just get stuck there. They go 9-to-5, go home every day, either drink or watch TV and not really do anything, and then go to bed and start all over again, just working to build someone else's dream. Whereas entrepreneurs, do we see things differently? We'll have that 9-to-5 for a while,
yes,
while we have that vision, and then we're going to work for ourselves after we get off of that 9-to-5, that job just over broke, and start working for ourselves. So how did you get into, like, did you always know you want to be an entrepreneur?
To tell you the truth, I didn't know what entrepreneur was until I started hanging around the right people.
Mm.
And they started showing me, hey, if you tired of the 9-to-5 and you feel like you're not growing and you feel like you got a bigger purpose, then you need to try to be an entrepreneur. I'm like, how do I get started? Like, what do you like to do? I'm like, I'm more hands-on. So, and I'm good with connecting with people. So like I said before, I'm always running into artists and DJs and all that. So my business partner T, like, hey, why don't you pick up a camera? Cause you good with your hands and you good at taking pictures, why don't you try that? So I did that. So once I did that, I started getting into the right crowds. People started inviting me out to events. I started getting around certain artists, start shooting little videos. This was like 10 years ago. So if y'all want me to do photography right now, that's out the picture, man. I'm on to being the CEO right now, man. So I might pick it up every once in a while, but it's not going to be an everything thing. So once I started doing that, and I started seeing artists that needed a outlet, a platform, people to support them. So I'm like, okay, let me help people out. I wanted to go print t-shirts out, flyers. We were doing CDs back then. So, like I said, this is a process. Yeah.
CDs, right?
Yeah. CDs. We were spending our money at the 9 to 5 to go burn CDs for artists to go pass out. So I've been doing this for a while, but I didn't really get it to establish until 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
Finally got it on paper, which was the best idea, the best thing we ever did, because we wasn't thinking like that back then. We thought, oh, it's going to be so easy. All you got to do is have a couple CDs and t-shirts and everybody's going to fall in love with you. No, you really have to know the business. If you don't know the business, you're going to fail 100% of the time. And knowing the business and networking and putting yourself out there more. So I don't know what's going on in my throat, but get out your comfort zone. Like, I had to get out of my comfort zone because, like you said earlier, I was doing a 9 to 5. I'm coming home, eating, drinking from 10 hours, 15 hours of work, and I wasn't applying myself to anything else until I started getting around the right people. And then it motivated me, hey, I don't want to build somebody else's dream. So
now I got a question, dude. So the mindset changed once you got around the right people. Now, yes. Were these right people, were they family members, friends, somebody you just met? Like, how did you meet these people? Were they somebody already in your lives or what?
I met most of the people either through work, and some of them was close friends of the family.
Gotcha.
Like my business partner here, like my mom and his mom grew up together in Michigan. So he was doing music at the time. So I reconnected with him, and he wanted to push the music and stuff. So I did that with him. And then I ran into Kubrick at the job that I was working at, because I did a semester of school, and he recognized me, and I didn't know he was doing music at the time. Mm. So I started listening to the music. I'm like, man, this dude, he's dope, man. So yeah. I'm like, hey, man, just try to get something started. So I started off with them too. This, like I said, this was 10 years ago. Yeah. So building that friendship and that foundation over time, you have bumps in the road. Sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes you get frustrated. You arguing. You thinking that this is the right thing I'm doing. But as long as you keep going, hey, man, it's success at the top, man. So, like I said, I'm not at the top yet, but trust me, I'm going to be.
No, you'll be there, dude. Yes. As far as the mindset you've got, the goal that you've got in mind, and just who you are as a person, the drive that you have, yes. There's no doubt that you're going
to
be there.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not an easy field to be in, man.
No,
it's not.
The music or the entertainment industry is pretty damn tough. So you got to be pretty swift on your feet, man. And like I said, we know you're going to do just fine because, you know, this is not your first time up in the station, man. So, hey, man, we've seen you out doing some things, man. We're glad to have you back, man. We kind of consider you fam. So, yeah, we're going to, you know, try to give you all the support we can. And any ideas we come up with, you got something for us, let us know.
And I'm glad you said that, because stuff like this happens on the fly as an entrepreneur. Like, you might have to drop everything you're doing. If you have an opportunity to go do something, you got to go do it. You're going to have to sacrifice hanging out with friends, family, dating, all that. They're not going to understand at first
because
they don't see the vision. Yeah. Right. They're not going to see the vision until they see the success, money, the fame, the accolades, all that stuff. Then they're like, oh, okay, I see why you didn't do this, or why you don't call, or why you don't text all the time, because My main mindset is getting Harvest Ave off the ground. So a lot of people is going to be left behind, to tell you the truth.
No.
And that's part of life, man. And I had to learn that the hard way when I first started doing music and building Harvest Ave LLC, man, that everybody's not going to be able to come with you.
Nah, they're not. And like you just said, not everybody's going to have your vision. God gave you that vision, your personal vision. So not everybody else can see that. And like you said, the road to success, man, entrepreneurship, whether it's in music or whatever it is, you're going to have those days, like you just said, and it reminded me of mine. Like, dude, I want to give up. Go ahead, just go back to, you know, regular 9 to 5.
Yes.
Am I going to do this? Am I made for this? Am I on the right thing? Do I know enough? All these questions go through your head. Uh-huh. But like I said, you got to have that growth mindset. Look, forget about all that. If they can do it, I can do it, period. No matter what. If anybody else can do it, you can do it. You got to have that right mindset. And like you said, on the way to the top, man, on the way to getting there, there's going to be people that drop by the wayside.
Yep.
Because, again, they don't want to grow like you do. We're on different levels, different planes in our lives, and some people will be there to support you, and some won't. And you've got to understand that, you know, be good with that.
And I knew that when I started doing this, so I really don't tell my family what I'm doing. They know that I'm doing music, but they don't know exactly what I'm doing. I keep that away from them. I don't want them to get pulled in and they feel some type of way when I don't show up at a family function or I don't call them back right away because either I might be doing this right now or I might be doing research or I might be catching up on sleep. I need some sleep too, man.
Yeah. So, you got to fit that in sometimes.
Yeah, you got to get your rest and relaxation in. So sometimes you don't want to talk to nobody, man, because they don't understand what you're going through, man. Because you're going through all type of different emotions every single day. Is this going to work? This ain't going to work? Like, am I doing
this
right?
Is this written just right? Is this going for the right people?
Do I do it like them? Am I going to get the same results? And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be that way. Everybody take their own different path to get to the road to success.
So, oh, yeah.
As long as you stay consistent and you stay positive and you have the right people around you, you're going to be just fine.
That's it. Now, so you've been doing this for, you said, 3 years now?
Two years. Yeah, but I've been doing, well, how was that? I've been signed for, we've been on paper for 3 years. So nice. We've been doing it professionally. We've been doing music for over 10 plus years, but now, like, this third year is actually everything's on paper. We got everything we need on paper. We got our bank accounts, we got our LLCs, we got everything up to par. We got funding coming in.
We got
websites. Y'all check out the website. I'm gonna plug that at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So everything is professional now. So
it's official.
It's official.
There
yes.
You go.
It's
I
official.
Love it.
That's what's up.
And like you said, it's about building. A lot of people, again, they think that, you know, everyone who is successful to overnight success, business, no matter what the business venture is. And Derwin, you've heard it all the time on the show. And no, dude, it's years in the making, right? Mm-hmm. So like you said, you've been doing it for 3 years now and you're still building, getting up to where you want to be at.
Yes.
You know, same thing with me with the coaching and the books and everything that I do. Now, I've written already 6 books now, but, you know, I'm not where I want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got some coaching clients that I have, but I'm not where I want to be. It's that you've got to build it because, you know, it takes time to build it to where you want to build it.
Yeah, and like I said, do your research. And I started looking up other businesses, and some of these businesses y'all see today that's so popular, they started this stuff back in the 70s and 80s. This take time. Like, it's not an overnight success. Ain't no such thing as an overnight success. Like, don't believe the hype on IG, on TV. It take years and a team and preparation to get where you see people that you idolize, like, dang, they got there in a year. No, no, they didn't. It took them about minimum 10 years.
Yeah, right. You might have started seeing them more publicly about a year ago. Now, so that leads me to a question for you real quick,
mm-hmm.
right? Because like I said, it's years in the making, right? It's blood, sweat, tears, it's grind, it's not a lot of sleep, it's going through all the emotions.
Yes.
What is your motivation? Like, what is your drive? Why do you do this?
Why do I do this? Because I know it's going to work, and I know I can be successful. And once I put my mind to it, man, everything I've done so far has been working. It takes time, but it works. So I know that it's going to work. I don't know when. I can't tell you the exact timeline, but it's going to work. And I stay motivated. I'm a hard worker. Like, I barely miss work. I'm always up trying to find stuff. So I'm a go-getter. I think it's because of the military background that I grew up in. It gave me that drive and that energy and that dedication to do this every day when I don't want to do it sometimes. I'm like, nope, got to get up and go do it. If not, you're going to be left behind, man.
Yeah.
And I see so many people just quit. And I'd be like, wow, man, you're so talented, man. You could have kept going, man. I know it's hard right now, but please keep going. Like, it's going to be your time if you put in the work.
So yeah, it's being consistent, dude. Like,
yeah,
like
consistency
you said,
work.
Being consistent, putting in the work, and not giving up. The only way you can fail at anything is if you don't learn or you just did not try, you didn't give it your all. That's it. So if no matter what industry it is, especially with music, there's so many people that are trying to get into it.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Like you said, you've seen so many people just stop with a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop, you're never going to get anywhere. You cannot get to that finish line if you stop. So guys, no matter what it is you're doing, we believe in you.
Yes.
You are unstoppable, and you can achieve whatever you set your mind to achieve. And that's why I love sitting to talk with you right now, Marcus, because dude, I love, you know, it's been 10 years in the making already.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 3 years, you've already got it on paper, and you've already grew a ton since then.
Yes.
So, man, I can't wait to see where it's going to be going in the future with you, dude. It's going to be great. Now, was this your very first, like, venture as far as an entrepreneur, or have you done anything else in the past entrepreneurship-wise?
Photography, I started off trying to build my own photography as far as working with models, shooting videos with artists and all that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I didn't have the funding or I didn't have the resources or the information to get to the next level. So I started working two jobs to restack my money and figure things out. And like I said, we all went our separate ways at one time as far as everybody that's in Harvest LLC right now to figure things out, mm-hmm. to get the funding back. So when we came back together, it was the right time because everybody had established what they had to establish as far as either working a 9-to-5 or getting the family in order or just re-energizing their batteries to go full force into the music business. So, but we all came back at the right time, and it's been great ever since. We still got the bumps in the road, man. Like, you know, you still gonna have arguments and disagreements and all that. That's part of life. That's part of business. So, I love it, man. I mean, I'm here right now, so
can't see yourself doing anything
else. I can't see myself doing anything else, man. Like, I know this platform is gonna take off, and then it's gonna reach off to different other avenues that I definitely want to tap into. But this is the main focus right now, music. I've been in it for so long. I'm like, hey, it's gonna work. Yeah. It's gotta be keep being consistent.
Today, dude, you're learning more and more. You're talking to more people. You're meeting and greeting everybody that's out there. So it's just a matter of time before everything just falls into place for you.
Now, most definitely.
Question. Now, artists know, I get a question. I've always kind of wondered, like, when artists, you know, when they're first getting started, like, what kind of pay do they make? You know what I mean? I'm kind of always been curious about that. I know it's kind of a different topic, but
You'll be surprised. Most artists that start off don't make money at all.
Really?
No.
Oh, dude, I figured they're making something. Because you see different videos, like even like with No Names, really, you know, there's different things they're doing, or you see YouTube videos that look like they're balling.
Hey, that's the perception of the industry that I'm in. You got to look like you have something. You got to fake it till you make it sometimes. And most artists that's even at the top don't have the income that people think.
Really?
Yeah, the contracts and people taking their percentage out and the lawyer fees and the record label getting their cut first. A lot of people don't think that most artists are rich. It's only probably like maybe four or five artists that really have money.
No way, dude.
I'm dead serious.
Bro, I was thinking, especially if you're in the top, like I'm thinking top 100 bare minimum, they're all making decent. Because I've heard
they probably making the same amount as a 9-to-5 person is making.
Really?
You got to think about it. Like when you sign a record deal, you got three or four or five people's hands in your money. First of all, the most record labels going to take 20%. Then you might have a manager. He might want 10-15%. And then the lawyer fees, like if you get a lawyer, or the lawyer read each page of your contract, they charge you for each page of your contract. So that add up too. So that's probably another 5-10% right there.
And then you got taxes, which we already know. Uncle
Sam gonna take his cut first. So most artists make their money performing shows and being on tour. That's why you see the same artists that tour every year. That's the majority of their money.
Gotcha.
And then endorsements help out too. They get endorsed by Coca-Cola or McDonald's and all that to help out. And most artists realize that they're not going to really make money off their music at first. So they venture into clothing line. They start acting. They start putting money into real estate. They start putting money back in stock because the music money ain't going to come in just right away, especially if you're a new artist. Even most established artists having a hard time getting out their contracts that they signed when they was younger because they got tired of the grind of doing it by themselves. So they're like, let me go to a Jive Records or a Columbia Records and let me sign this bad deal, but they gonna do everything for me as far as marketing, get me on show, get me in different venues, different features and stuff. They gonna take majority of my money. I gotta recoup all that money back to them, so I'm not really gonna see no money unless I'm doing shows. And that's why you see a lot of artists complain that I wanna get out this deal, but they signed a bad deal to begin with because they either got tired or frustrated or doing it their own, and they didn't wanna put in the work no more, so let me go sign with this major label, get a 360 deal, and have them take everything from me, and I gotta sit in this contract for 4 or 5 years to recoup all the money back from them and to give them projects at the same time. And they can reject some of the projects you give them. If you send them bad music, they be like, no, we don't want this.
Hey, we're gonna need another one from you.
Yeah, go do another one. So you can be stuck in your contract for 10-15 years until you complete that contract. So it's a cutthroat business. Like
basically what you're saying is when they're on their own, even though it's low income what they're making, it's gonna be the same thing as whenever they're high profile. It's just they got them out there advertised a little bit more.
Yes, because you're going to have, like, once you get some buzz and some success, you're going to have multiple people trying to make money off you.
Yeah.
That's for real, because I was checking out that Snoop Dogg and Master P documentary, and Snoop Dogg didn't really start making money until he left Death Row.
Yep,
really? He got with Master P.
He signed
Master
a bad
P,
deal.
Yeah, Master P showed him how to make his money. He said Death Row owned everything he had, car, house, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Dude, Master P is a businessman.
Oh, yeah, Master P.
That's the one I look up to the most because he changed the game back in the 90s with the deal he signed. Like, that deal would probably never be done again. I think Cash Money did it a little bit later on, probably like in 99, 2000. But the deal he signed back in the 90s was
Like, what was the deal he signed? I don't even really.
It's 80-20, man. So he get 80%, and the record label he signed with, all they do is they do the distribution. They just put out the music. But he got to do everything on his own as far as marketing, tour, and all that. And the record label he signed with didn't think that hip hop and rap was going to take off like it did. And once they found out how much it took off, it was too late because he became majority of the cut.
Yeah, he done made a ton of money.
He was dropping music. He dropped like 3-4 albums a month from different artists, which was unheard of in the 90s.
Yeah, SP was working, man.
He was working.
So he's still working.
Yeah, the thing is, he's behind the scenes just making more money now, dude. Because I've read different things on him, and that's like, I was blown away by how business savvy this man is.
Yeah, now he's into the brands like making rice and pancake mix and cereal and all that. So he's in the right business. He got tired of the record business because you dealing with people that's unhappy all the time. So they blame you for all your problems.
Yeah.
Like, why I'm not getting paid? Why my album not coming out? It's your fault, Master P, that I'm not making this much money doing this. So he got tired of that, and then he switched it up, started making his own shoes, making his own food. So he's one of my main idols, man. I would love to meet Master P one day and pick his brain and see. And hopefully he can give me some game on the music business and other ventures that I want to get into also.
Yeah, but I know a lot of his artists always talk about Master P and how well he did treat them.
Really?
So far as he was one of the better producers so far as signing. If you want to sign a deal with somebody, you want to sound Master P.
Yeah, because he'll take care of you. Because he understands the struggles of indie artists and how the record label take advantage of artists that's coming in for the first time. So he understands that. So like when the artist got mad at Discrona, he just let him out the contract. He didn't keep none of the royalties or the publishing. Like, you can have it all,
bro.
I don't want to deal with you no more, man.
Yeah. That kind of says a lot about him, though. Where everybody else just cares about money, he's like, dude, just go your way, I'll go mine, and yeah, we'll part ways this way.
Cause he always had a plan. Like, he played in the NBA too for a little quick stint.
Really?
Yeah, he could play. Like, he went to college and all that. He can play basketball.
You can beat him.
No.
Marcus said, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not even going to lie about that. I cannot. I would not challenge Master P in no basketball. Nope. I'll let him have that one.
All right, real quick. So we heard a lot about the music industry and how, you know, they take a huge cut in what they do. Now, what sets you apart, your company, your business, apart from everybody else? Like, what do y'all do differently? What are you going to do for everybody?
For me, it's just making it all the deals fair for the artists and for the record label, because we still got to do business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So as far as creative control, I let the artists do all the creative control. They have to run it by our team, and we let them know what don't work and what don't and what works, and we go back and forth. And we always don't say no because we don't know what's going to be the next hit. Especially in this day, today age, any song can blow up. It depends on if you got enough funding and you got enough connects in the business that you can make it go to the next level. So, as far as the indie label, man, we just want to take care of the indie artists, right? Like, we're not gonna take advantage of you. We're not gonna be the top labels to be disgruntled. And I'm not knocking the top label because top labels do take care of some of their artists. It all depends on what you negotiate in your contract.
Gotcha.
That's why I tell people all the time, what do you want percentage-wise in your contract? And I'll tell you what I'm going to take far percentage from you, from your contract, and we can go back and forth from there. Because you still got to do business at the end of the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's got to make money. You want to be happy, you want a fair deal, but everybody's got to make money.
You got to make money. Yeah. Like you're not going to be successful in the music industry if people can't make money off you. That's why I tell all the time. If a promoter can't make money off you, he's not going to book you for that venue. He can't make no money off you. You can't bring in people, man. Like, his job is to bring in people to fill up an arena or fill up a small club. So
yeah,
if you can't make no money off you,
he can't promote you. You ain't making money, he ain't making it's money,
same,
nobody.
It's the same thing with a regular. If I can't make money off you, why am I going to sign you? Like, I'll be taking a bigger loss signing you to my label if I can't make no money off you. So a lot of artists need to learn the business side of that. Like, hey, they trying to make money off you, man. So don't get in your feelings. Just be business savvy and learn the business.
Yeah, see, it sounds like you've learned a lot over the 10 years that you've been doing this. Well, so let me ask you, if you could go back in time when you first got started, what information, dude, if you can go back and say, hey, Marcus, young Marcus, this is what you need to know, what would you tell yourself?
To hop on social media at that time when everybody else wasn't thinking about it, like YouTube and all that, back then was the thing. MySpace was the thing when we were doing music. I didn't really pay attention to social media like that as far as promoting music on there. A lot of people did. A lot of people got left off that boat till it was too late.
Yeah.
And also just really learn the business. Really learn about LLCs, publishing, royalties, ASCAP, BMI, really sit down with people that's been in the industry. I wish I would have done that earlier as far as mentors and find somebody I could learn under about what not to do and what to do as far as starting your own indie label. So that's what I would tell my younger self back then. Like, hey, don't rush into it. Like, thinking that you're going to get your artist platinum by just printing up some CDs and T-shirts and stuff. Like, no, it's a lot way more involved than a lot of people know as far as on the business side to get your artist to the top.
So. Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot more to it. Yeah, you don't just have the business started and boom, it's just overnight success. Mm-hmm. I remember when I got into life coaching years ago, and I was like, all right, well, hell, I got a website. People know me. This is going to be easy. It was not that. No. I was like, wait a minute. You know, kind of dusting everything. I was like, where's everybody at? They should be lined up at the door.
Yeah, and I had that same mentality. Like, man, we printing T-shirts and CDs. Why is nobody taking us seriously?
Right? Yeah.
And you just have to learn, and you learn the bumps in the road. You got to learn how to market yourself. That's another key thing. You got to learn how to market yourself.
Yeah, marketing is huge. Huge. The marketing, and like you said, being consistent. People have got to see you consistently to know that you are somebody. You know what I mean? Not just a fly-by-night, not just somebody who's just here one day and gone. But, yeah, you're consistent. And then they know you, like you. You're branded right. Then, boom, they want to be with you.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do it like that. You can't sit at the house and then think it's a Disney fairy tale that it's just going to happen one day overnight that people are going to see who you are. No. You got to get in people's faces and be consistent, like you said. So.
Yeah, that's one of the best pieces of advice I can give all of our listeners right now is be consistent. Whatever it is that you're doing, make sure that you are focused on the end result. Be consistent. Have that plan that you're going to, you know, that you got to have in place to achieve the goal you want to achieve. And you have to take massive action every single day, being consistent. Because if you're not consistent, like Marcus said earlier, you're going to fall by the wayside. There's so many other people that want to do what you want to do, period.
Yep.
So if you want to stand out above everybody else, beat everybody else. Be more consistent. Do more. Learn more. You know, you can always rest later. You know, like you said, have a little bit of sleep right now, but put the friends to the side, the girlfriends to the side, everything else, and just focus on you, your business, and you will become successful.
I think the number one thing I tell people is get out your comfort zone. Stop doing the same routine every day and get out your comfort zone. Even though you're tired or frustrated, you have to get up and go network and go do interviews like this. Even though, like, you might have a whole million things on your mind, get out your comfort zone. You'll go far.
Dude, that's the only way people are going to grow. You know what I mean? So many people stay in that comfort zone, and you can't grow there.
No.
Do what you've always done. You'll get what you've always got, mm-hmm. period. Hands down, every single time. If you want more, you've got to want more, and you got to, like you said, get out of that comfort zone.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
I had to do it. Everybody had to do it. He had to get out of the comfort zone. Like, hey, I got to get up and do this, like, right now, even though I don't want to. Get up and go do it.
Yeah.
That way, tell myself in my mind all the time. So.
I've got to. Now, when you were younger, have you always been this way as far as like just mentality and everything? Like a go-getter, I've got to get this done no matter what. Or have you been extroverted or introverted when you were younger? Like, how have you changed over the years?
I think growing up in the military background, they got certain structures you got to follow by. Like, my mom was in the military, so every day we wake up, we got to make our bed before we leave the house. Make sure the house is straightened up, be back at a certain time, yes ma'am, no ma'am, all that. So she laid that structure down, what she learned from the service to us. So we pretty much had programmed that, yeah, you got to get up, go to school, get up, go to work, no excuses. Unless you were like really sick, then you stay home. But other than that, like mom, she wasn't playing, like, hey, get up, do this, clean this, take care of yourself, do this, go get a job. I started working when I was 14, so... 14 with no tips at the working at the commissary. If you don't know what the commissary is, it's a grocery store that's on each every Army base, Air Force base, and they don't pay you a wage. You make money off tips.
Really?
That's serious. So my first job was bagging groceries at 14, making tips.
Straight commission, baby.
Straight commission, man. So I learned it early, man. Hey, you got to get in and put in the work, man. You can't be shy. You can't be chill. Get out your comfort zone. So. We learned that at a pretty young age.
Yeah, to do a lot of respect to your mom, though, because a lot of parents don't teach their kids that, right? So a lot of respect to your mom instilling those, you know, disciplines in you at a young age to where it carried over now to why you're doing what you do and doing so well, dude. Yeah, so hey, I'm proud of your mom. Way to go.
I appreciate that.
All right, bro. Tell you what, we're getting close to winding down. We got a couple minutes left. I want you to give a shout out. Let everybody know how to contact you, what they need to do, and where they can reach you.
Okay. You can reach me as far as my professional Harvest Ave page at Harvest Ave LLC on IG or social media platforms. Website is www.harvestavllc.com. I got a personal page. I don't put my government name. It goes by Harold Lapie. So if y'all want to check that out, it's all on social media platforms all over the board. Check out my artist Q Brick. He had an album dropped in February called Lost Jewels. It's out on all platforms, YouTube, all that. Just hit the link in the bio. Make sure you like, comment, and share, and follow all my social media platforms that I'm mentioning right now. Shout out to all my business partners, as far as Cooley T, follow him on IG, and Kubrick, follow him on IG, and support indie artists, man. Support the movement. I got the flyers. I'm on my phone right now, IG Live, just showing the flyers off and stuff. So definitely support indie artists and be on the lookout for us, man, because you're going to hear some big things from us in a few years. I guarantee you that.
Without a doubt, dude. I know we're going to. Again, I love your energy. I love how positive you are. I love the mindset that you have. And, dude, I know you're going to make it. So
appreciate that.
Yeah, a little bit later on, bro, we'll have you back on the show to see kind of progress where everything's been at. But look, here's my boy. This is where he's at now.
Like I said, this is my third time up here, man. So I'm going to be back about 15 more times to bug y'all, man.
Let's do it. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. We love you. And remember, you are stronger than failure.
Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.